And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 8th of October, 2015. It's the day that Christopher Columbus reached the New World, 1492 on this date. One of the sailors on the Pinta sighted land and island in the Bahamas. They'd been at sea for 10 weeks from Palos, Spain, the Santa Maria, the Pinta, and the Niña. Columbus thought he had reached East Asia when he sighted Cuba. He thought it was China. When they landed on Hispaniola, he thought it might be Japan. He made 4 expeditions to the New World during his lifetime, and his discovery made Spain the wealthiest, most powerful nation on earth. It's the birthday of the poet Philip Booth, born Hanover, New Hampshire, 1925. Grew up on the coast of Maine, where his ancestors have lived for hundreds and hundreds of years, has his office in the house where 5 generations of his family lived before him. He said, "Almost all my mother's ancestors, my grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great, and so on, are buried in the cemetery here. In the November of the year, I often go and look at their graves and see their names and the years carved on them. It gives me a very pleasant and not at all morbid sense of the relations, the relationships that one has with a place." It's the birthday of the comic book writer Harvey Pekar, born in Cleveland, 1939. His father was a Talmudic scholar who supported the family working as a grocer. The kid was smart, but he dropped out of community college, got a job as a file clerk at a VA hospital, spent his free time reading books and collecting jazz records, owned about 15,000 at one time. And it was through record collecting that he became friends with the comic book artist Robert Crumb. Pekar complained to Crumb that nobody wrote comic books about real people and their ordinary struggles, and so the two of them set out to do that. They wrote American Splendor. Crumb did the art, and Pekar wrote the dialogue. American Splendor, the first ever autobiographical comic book series. First one came out in 1976, published a new issue every summer. Wrote about going to the supermarket and about his co-workers at the office and losing keys and dating girls and getting married, buying a house, going through cancer treatment, and so forth. Harvey Pekar, who said, "I wanted to write literature that pushed people into their lives rather than helping people escape from them." Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, entitled Student. The green shell of his backpack makes him lean into wave after wave of responsibility, and he swings his stiff arms and cupped hands paddling ahead. He has extended his neck to its full length, and his chin, hard as a beak, breaks the surf. He's got his baseball cap on backward as up he crawls out of the froth of a hangover and onto the sand of the future and lumbers heavy with hope into the library. Student, a poem by Ted Kooser from Delights and Shadows, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at PoetryMagazine.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.